For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Well, it is Harrison's basketball to start this second half as they lead 34-17. It will be Jacob Schramm triggering the inbound pass on the far side, and he gets it into Ben Elliott, and we are underway. Harrison moving right to left in this second half. Mount home right now in a man-to-man defense. Ball's with Gundry, now gives it to Elliott. Elliott drills to the left elbow, gives it to Husky, who now has between circles.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4343 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4343. Avant.com, code 4343.
Down there on the low block, Jace Martin going up for the layup. Good. Martin now with 4 points. 36-17, Harrison leading it. 7 minutes left of this third quarter. Here is Benton with the ball up the top. Throws over to Bashir's on the left wing. Now he gives up top to Peters. Over to Cruz on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Saved in. Knocked inbounds by Bashir's. And he'll throw it, give it right to Peters. And Mountain Home's going to keep possession on the offensive rebound. And now a foul's going to be called on Harrison there. The foul's on Ben Elliott. His second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Goblins. 6:39 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball trailing by 19. And Peters takes the inbound pass from the right corner. Now ball goes to Jones. He has the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harrison. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. 36-17, Harrison on top. Bashir's triggers the inbound pass to Jones on the low block, but he can't handle the pass. And Harrison gets the steal. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. Back the other way, going into the lane for the layup with Gabe Husky off the glass and in. And Gabe Husky now with 8 points. 21-point lead for Harrison, 38-17. Here is Peters with the ball in the right corner. Throws up top to Bashir's, over to Benton on the left wing. Finds Jones on the low block. Gives it back to Benton. He's thought about the three. Now he's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked. And here is Husky back the other way getting the ball. And he's going to find Gundry going up for the layup. His shot was blocked. Oh, and a late foul call. It may have been a foul, but it just seemed like he waited a while to blow that whistle. 5:57 left to play in the third quarter. And that foul is on Colton Peters. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. So with 5:57 left to play in the third quarter, it is going to be Dustin Gundry at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Gundry's first shot is up and good. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check in the game for Mountain Home, replacing Colton Peters, who again just picked up his third foul. So one more free throw coming up for Gundry. Gundry's second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 8 points. 40-17. Harrison up by 23 with less than 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Here is Benton into the front court. Dribbles between the circles. Now gives it there up at the top to Jones. Tries to find Cruz. Pass was well over his head. It goes out of bounds. And Harrison's going to get back on the unforced turnover. Baylor Casilius is going to check in the game, replacing Matt Jones with 5:43 left in the third quarter. That's the sixth turnover against the Bombers. Four so far against Harrison tonight. Here is Elliott into the front court. He'll give it to Schrum. Champ Sailors will check in for Harrison at the next available time. Schrum now starts dribbling between the circles. He still has it. Now he dribbles to the left side. Gives up top to Elliott. Elliott's now going to dribble toward the left wing. Gives it back to Schrum. Schrum is going to go up into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harrison. It's going to be Mountain Home basketball with 5:03 left in the third quarter. Champ Sailors checking into the game, replacing Jace Martin. 23-point lead for Harrison. 40-17 our score. Again, a little over 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Benton will walk the ball into the front court. Dribbles toward the left side. Now goes up between the circles, throws on the left wing to Bashirs, up top to Cresilius, and now he's going to dribble toward the paint, now kicks it back out to Bashirs on the wing. Now back to Cresilius on the left side. Up top now to Gilbert, over to Benton on the right. Benton going into lane for the scoop layup, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Gabe Husky, and back comes Harrison. 4.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Goblins with the ball up 23. Elliott has the ball on the left wing. Now he's going to go pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Talon Benton, and back come the Bombers. Benton into the front court, finding Gilbert, going into the lane for the layup. No good. Boy, it just hung on that rim, and it did not fall down. And back come the Goblins after getting the rebound. Here's Gundry back the other way, going up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Bashirs. And Mountain Home has it once again with less than 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Harrison up 40-17. Here is Bashirs with the ball on the right wing, giving it up top to Cresilius. Finds Cruz in the paint. He's going to go in for the leaning jumper. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 3:46, let's play in the third quarter. That foul is called on Dustin Gundry, his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Goblins. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line. Man, no one from Mountain Home has yet to go to the free throw line tonight. This will be, I'm sorry, I take that back. Bashirs went 2-for-2 from the charity stripe in the second quarter. But these are Cruz's first free throw attempts. And now before the second free throw, Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:46. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading, Harrison leading Mountain Home 40-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home takes their third timeout of the night. They call that a 30-second timeout. I thought Mountain Home was out of 30s, but either way. It is Luke Cruz at the free throw line after hitting his first free throw. He's got one more shot to come. Second shot for Cruz is up, and he gets both. He now has 5 points. 40-19. Harrison leading it with 3:44 left in the third quarter. Here is Schrum throwing it to Elliott, and he gives it back to Schrum in the front court. Now gives it to Gundry near the free throw line. Now gives it up top to Elliott. Elliott being double teamed. Now he's trying to get out of the trap, and he gives it to Schrum to avoid it. Now finds paint, to Sailors, that is. Now gives it to Gundry in the paint. Kicks it out to Elliott. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Now he gives up top to Cruz. Goes over on the right side to Benton. Now Benton going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Schrum, and back come the Goblins. He'll throw it into the front court to Gundry. Gundry gives up top to Elliott, and he'll set up the offense. Ball goes over to Schrum, now to Gundry. Now once again over to Elliott. Elliott dribbles toward the left elbow, now goes out to the wing. He gives it to Schrum there on the wing. Down in the corner it goes to Martin. Now Schrum has it. He'll throw it up top to Elliott. Colton Peters will check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. LA dribbles in towards the right side of the paint, goes up for the jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Martin. He goes back up with it off the glass and in. Jace Martin with 6 points now. 42-19. Harrison on top. 2:15 left in the third quarter. Benton with the ball between the circles, gives it to Gilbert. He's going to dribble towards the paint. Now kicks it, tries to kick it back out. The pass was knocked away, stolen by Harrison. And now a foul's going to be called against Mountain Home in the backcourt. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three here in the first half, in the second half against the Bombers. Hunter Bashirs is going to check out of the game, replaced by Colton Peters. And now for Harrison, Gabe Husky is going to check back into the game as Dustin Gundry will take a seat. Elliott throws it to Schrum. Schrum gets it across the timeline. Now to Husky, over to Sailors on the right side. Now he'll give it to Elliott. He has the ball knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Harrison. Oh, I thought Mountain Home may have touched that last. I guess the official probably did have a better look than I did. So it is Mountain Home's best ball on Harrison's fifth turnover of the night. Here's Benton across the timeline. He has it between circles. Throws over to Cresilius on the left wing. And now a foul away from the ball is going to be called on Harrison, I believe. Yep. That foul is on Jace Martin. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against the Goblins. 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing 42-19. Cresilius takes an inbound pass, gives it to Cruz. Now Benton has it on the left wing. Now he'll throw it back to Cruz. He'll pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz now with 8 points. 42-22. Harrison leading it with 1:19 left. Well, Goblins do get into the front court, avoiding the 10-second call. Now Schrum has it, gives it to Martin. Martin will throw it to Elliott in their left corner. Gives up top to Sailors. Now finds Schrum near the free throw line. Gives it back to Elliott. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around and controlled finally by Cruz with less than a minute left in the third quarter. Bombers with the ball trailing by 20. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. He's going to go into the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel. He just lost his footing there as he's trying to go in for the layup. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Dustin Gundry is going to check back in for the Goblins, replacing Champ Sailors with 50.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Harrison up 42-22. Ball goes in the front court to Husky. Husky drills towards the paint. Now kicks out to Gundry on the right side. Up top now goes to Schrum. Over to Husky on the right wing. Back over to Schrum. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Back over to Elliott. Now Schrum has it once again. Over to Gundry on the right. Gundry's cross-court pass is stolen by Peters. He's back the other way. 27 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Cresilius. Cresilius going into the lane for the easy layup. Good. Boy, just a wide-open lane to the layup for Baylor Cresilius, and he took advantage of it. That was his first 2 points of the night. 42-24, Harrison leading it. Here is Gundry back the other way in the paint. Now kicks out to Schrum. Over to cross-court in the left corner to Husky. Now a foul is going to be called, I guess, after the shot. They're going to call it on the floor after the shot. It's not going to be a shooting foul. Harrison's going to inbound it with 6.1 seconds left. That foul is on Luke Cruz, his third personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers here in the second half. So Harrison will inbound it. Hunter Bashirs will quickly go in and sub for Luke Cruz. With again 6.1 seconds left, it is an 18-point Harrison lead as they look to try to get one more shot off before the end of the period. It will be Elliott triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. He gets it up top to Schrum. 5 seconds. He's going to try a long three. No good. Benton with one more with the rebound. Can he get the shot off before the end of the quarter? He cannot. We have reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Harrison leading Mountain Home 42-24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.